us were all those credits, that we would be clear on what you're speaking to our hearts. Lord, things, places where our plans may collide with yours, Lord, that the light that's in your plans, the light that's on the words that you speak to our hearts would be so much brighter than our own light, than our own thoughts, Lord, than the words of others, the thoughts of others, that just would keep you. And Lord, that you would just dispel any confusion, that you would shine your light directly on all those places, Lord, where we just get so stuck, as Susan was saying. We get stuck in our minds, we get stuck in our emotions, we start spinning around, and next thing you know, we'd spend years there. And Lord, we pray that you would get us off the merry-go-round. That you would get us off of that spinning place. And that you would settle us down, Lord. That we would find a place in you that is peaceful. A place of just being with you, of hearing what you have to say about any subject, Lord. Any certain thing that's on our hearts. Anything that we are worried about. Anything that we are concerned about. Anything that we are fearful of. Or any place in our lives where we just feel like there's a vacuum, a void, where we don't have a plan, it's just emptiness, there's nothing. We pray that you would fill that, Lord. That you would join us there, Lord, and that you would begin to speak to us, Lord. Lord, we don't just want the word, but we want your presence in that place, Lord. I don't want to just hear a word from you about something, Lord. I want that, but I want more than that, Lord. I want you actually to join me there and to discuss it with you, to tell me what you're doing and what we're about, and to walk with you in it, Lord. I'd much rather walk with you towards that thing than to feel like I'm just out there on my own doing it, Lord. So I pray that you would sort through the confusion tonight, that you would unstick us from our stuck places, that you would bring us to a peaceful place in so many areas of our hearts when we need. And I pray, Lord, that we would just give you our plans and our ideas and our thoughts and all the things that we bring, and then just let you sort them out and just share with us, Lord, what you think about those things, and let us go forward. And I guess what I'm really praying, Lord, is for just a joining, a more complete joining. Not just a joining in worship, but a joining in all the plans, in all the places. A joining in all of the areas of our heart, Lord. That we would not be trying to do life without you. Or think that we have something so figured out that we don't need you. But Lord, that we would just invite you, but earnestly desire and hunger for your presence in all the areas of our lives. And be open and honest with you about whether or not you're there now. Pray, Lord, that we would just release all those controls, all of that protection, and all of our willfulness that really just we think we're protecting ourselves. When we're really not, we're actually keeping ourselves from the one who can actually take care of things. And Lord, how hard that is for us to get, how hard it is for us to even do. Lord, we pray for your grace tonight and your mercy, and we pray for your gentle spirit to just walk us through all those places. And just to be with us, Lord, and I know that you earnestly desire to do that. You're just waiting for us to invite you to those places. So Lord, we pray that you would help us to go a bit further with you. And we pray that in Jesus' name, Jesus, we thank you for it too.